Paul Wiles with the Karma News. A former member of the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child says that Australia has to do more to understand the cultural sensitivity associated with removing Aboriginal and Islander children from their families and culture. A forum on the overrepresentation of Aboriginal and Islander children in out-of-home care has heard that although they represent just 4.6% of the child population, they account for over a third of all children in care. The forum, conducted by the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Child Care, heard that while the causes of overrepresentation are complex, poverty, the legacy of past policies of forced removals, intergenerational separation from family and culture, and differences in child-rearing practices have all contributed to the massive overrepresentation. Marta Moras, the former Vice President of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, says a 2012 report by the committee expressed concerns at the serious and widespread discrimination that Aboriginal and Islander children faced.
I think that Australia, in a way, stands out very negatively in terms of its past policies with regard to separating Aboriginal children from their families. The stolen generation history is one of great suffering, and it's a big black spot on Australia's history, and I don't think that there are many similar situations in other countries. So you have that in Australia. And more has to be done to understand cultural sensitivities, the differences in terms of caring practices, listening more to women leaders. So these are the kinds of things that need to be done.
Meanwhile, a veteran Stolen Generations advocate has called for better education of non-Aboriginal workers in the child welfare system, claiming that many have little knowledge or understanding of the flow and effects of the forced removals within many families. Auntie Lorraine Peters, a co-winner of the World Council for Psychotherapy Sigmund Freud Award and founder of a program to help families cope with ongoing trauma, told Karma Radio that workers need to know both sides of the story.
I've been training non-Aboriginal workers across the country on Aboriginal trauma associated from colonisation and stolen generations, and a person working with my mob need to know both sides of the story. In my work process, I found, that was my realisation, a lot of non-Aboriginal workers, they don't know our history. So how could they perform to the 100% in their workforce? They don't understand what we've been through and the trauma associated with that and all the effects that come with that trauma. And I think that's the main reason why they see why our children need to be taken from us. But when they are informed about the trauma of stolen gems, they're gobsmacked because nobody's ever shared that with them or told them about it.
Turning to sports news and in AFL, Hawthorn 102 have defeated Carlton 87. Richmond 110 defeated Adelaide 72. Fremantle 86 defeated Brisbane 46. Essendon 115 defeated the Gold Coast 72. Port Adelaide 125 defeated Greater Western Sydney Giants 50. And Collingwood 99 defeated the Western Bulldogs 65. Round 8 results in the local CAFL. The Ginger Porter 14-20, 104, defeated Wests 7-11-53. Souths 15-8-98, defeated Federals 10-9-69. Rovers 40-17, 257, defeated Imagera 2-5-17. And Pioneer 11-12-78, defeated Western Aranda 9-9-63. In Rugby League, North Queensland 22 defeated St George Illawarra 16, Canterbury 32 defeated Manly 30, Canberra 24 defeated Penrith 12, Cronulla 32 defeated Parramatta 14, South Sydney 30 defeated the Gold Coast 24, Melbourne 16 defeated Newcastle 14, and the Warriors 23 defeated the Roosters 12. In motor racing, Craig Lowndes has avoided a spectacular pile-up to win the third and final race of the V8 supercars in Darwin. And in cricket news, England has put a ball-tampering row behind them to book their place in the semi-finals of the Champions Trophy following a 10-run win over New Zealand. And that's the very latest from the Karma Newsroom.